Hi, this is Lexi Gaze. Catch me on the next episode of Bodega Talks.
Yeah, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to Bodega Talks. It's your boy Black Zini, and today we are with Lexa Gates, a multi-talented artist whose poised creativity, knowledge of music, and beat making has brought attention from all over to the Queens native. Composed melodies and original bodies of work such as Angel, Rotten to the Core, Selfish, and Where Are You have become anthems on TikTok, leading to the artist's newfound fame. With originality, talent, and willpower, Lexa Gates is poised to make a name for herself and pursue the dream that she's been working so hard to make come true.
Ooh-wee. Hey, hey, how are you?
Hey.
How's everything?
Great.
You look cold.
Huh? I fuck with that jacket.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
It's actually nice out today.
Not too bad. I don't like the wind, though. I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah, it was good, everybody.
Sunny.
Welcome back to Bodega Talks. First one of the new year. We're in Astoria, Queens with the lovely Lexa Gates. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm doing all right.
Tell the people a little bit about yourself.
I'm an artist. I sing. I rap. I don't know. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Everything. Where did you get your glasses from?
They're Gucci.
I can see that on the lens. I'm just as hard.
I got them in LA.
All right, about that. So, we're in Astoria. Let's start there. Growing up out here, what was that like?
It's pretty boring. As you can see, it's just like houses, families. Yeah, damn, we gotta walk
the
really slow.
The quiet life.
Yeah.
No, this is the pace, I'm telling you. It always works. So, Astoria, so you've been here your whole life? Born and raised?
Type shit. Not really, though. I mean, I lived in Puerto Rico, and I lived in Sunnyside, but yeah, just Queens.
I can see why you think it's boring after living in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, well, I was a baby.
Comparison, you know, it's hard. I get it. I can understand. I grew up in the suburbs, so it's like, I'm kind of used to this slow stuff, but.
In the suburbs?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Long Island.
Oh, okay. So you know, yeah.
I know what it's like, trust. I had to grow up in it, so it ain't too crazy to go back to it. But I understand what you mean when you say it's slow and it's just families and shit.
Yeah.
Some people like that slow life. So, Sunnyside. Tell me about your time in Sunnyside.
I had mice and a pit bull, and we never walked it, and the crib smelled like piss.
Yeah, I never walked a dog.
I mean, I was a little kid. I wasn't ready for all that responsibility.
All right, fair enough. Walking a dog ain't too crazy, though. I feel like you manage. I was the kid that wanted a pet for the longest, but never got one.
Honestly, me too, but then when I got one, I realized.
You didn't fuck with it.
Yeah, it's just like taking care of
bad
a baby.
Bad work, exactly. Especially the newborn ones.
Yeah.
So, when you were 15, you dropped out of school.
I think I was like 14, to be honest.
14?
14, I mean, yeah.
14,
yeah,
dropped out of school.
14, around 14.
I'll be honest, I probably wouldn't have got away with that. I'm West African, my parents are, I don't know how you managed to pull that off.
It's like my mom was never home, you know, she had to work, single mom shit, so, yeah.
I understand, but what made you drop out?
I was heartbroken.
What?
Yeah, like the person I was like in love with was like not going to school. I'm like, bet I'm gonna not go to school either. But I really never came back though.
You deadass was just like, fuck school. That's a
wild. It was a shitty school anyway. It was a shitty school. So it was like, not really like I was missing out on anything. Everybody was just doing drugs.
Did you go back for GED or not?
I did, yeah.
Okay, cool. So you graduated, it's the same shit.
Yeah.
And GED is really the wave, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Word.
All right, so this bodega. Did you frequent here as a youngin'?
Honestly, this one was like too active, so we would go to the one across the street, but this one's better.
This one's better.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready to go get some food?
Yeah.
Yeah, after you.
Okay. I gotta go mad slow still.
No, you're good. You can just walk inside. Woo. All right, y'all. All right, Lexa, here we go. So it's part of the show. We give our artists $20. This is for you. Spend it wisely.
Thank you. All right, so awkward.
Oh, yeah. No, the pressure's on.
Hello.
All of New York is watching.
Can I get a honey turkey with Swiss on a roll of toasted lettuce, tomato, mayo, pepper on the meat?
Why'd you get the can over the bottle, though?
Because the can's better. I don't know.
That is cap.
I don't like the plastic.
Cheaper.
If I give you $20 to go to the store, you wouldn't come back with no change.
That's true. I used to come here with pennies.
Exactly. Like that's what I'm saying. I used to come here with 75 cents and pennies to try and get some blow pops and shit.
A bagel. That's it?
After you. So tell me about what you got at the store.
What I got at the store, I got some plantain chips. I got a green tea Arizona.
No, I fully disagree with the can.
Okay.
Even though it's got 2 more ounces, we went through this, but
bye,
to each their own.
That bottle is just really thick. All the weight is plastic. It's whatever. And I got a honey turkey with Swiss on a bro toasted lettuce, tomato, mayo.
So let's talk about you becoming a musician.
Right.
When did you, like, so you play instruments?
I play piano.
Piano. Did you learn how to play piano, first of all? And what was the first thing you could play on a piano?
I made my own song. That's the first thing I played. I just like was drawn to it. It was fun, you know? It was like some shit going on in my family and I just felt like it was the only way I could express myself. Cause I was a little kid, like, you know.
Did you write it first?
Nah.
You just freestyled that song?
Yeah.
Is it still like a song today?
I could play it. I can still play it, yeah.
You should do that, record it. Make a whole track.
I should.
That'd be dope.
I should.
So playing piano, 1 to 10, how hard was it? Did you teach yourself or was it classes?
I took classes too. Like, you know, my mom saw me playing, so she put me in class.
Put the battery in your back. She said, fuck it. I think you'd be good at this. All right, cool. Piano, when did you start singing?
Around the same time. The reason we got a piano in the first place was for my mom to have singing classes because she wanted to be a singer. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I don't know, just kind of was passed down to me.
So the transition from singing to rap, because when you rap, you got like this bass in your voice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But when you sing, yeah, obviously it's a different tone. When did you make that transition? When did you realize you could rap?
I feel like I was always fascinated by like a female vocal and a male vocal like together, like it just sounds so complimentary, so fire, and I was just trying to like mimic that on my own. Mm-hmm. And I already have like a deep voice, and it wasn't really rapping, it was just like talking, and it kind of came out that way. It could be just like from where I'm from, you know, that's just what everything sounds like, so it just came out that way.
All right, respect. No, that's cool though, I ain't gonna lie, because not a lot of female rappers or artists sound like that, or okay with something like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, shit, that's what I sound like. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Exactly, like, embrace that shit. So, SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
This was like, shit, a lot of people's starting point, you know? What brought you to SoundCloud?
What brought me to SoundCloud?
Initially, was it just dropping the music?
I was just listening to music on there. You know, that used to be like the place to hear what you had to hear. Yeah, I didn't know you could just record music at home. Some kid taught me. I was like dating some dude in college and he was doing that. He put me on and then I just did it myself. And my stuff like was doing better than his. He was like mad, offended and shit, you know what I mean? He was like butt hurt.
I know.
But everybody at his college.
That's how it starts.
Yeah. I don't know, they fuck with me. Like people, you know, they hype me up and then I just kept on going.
And here we are.
Right.
Here we are. Okay, yeah. So, along the terms of SoundCloud, a lot of your music is blown up on TikTok. that's where I first became familiar with it. Like, because when you hear it like the same verse 12, 15 times, you're like, okay, I know who this person is.
Yeah.
Did you expect it to go that crazy on TikTok, or what was your goal when you started putting music on there?
Absolutely not. I've always been like a TikTok hater.
Me too. I mean, work this shit. I can't lie to you. Yeah. I hit that age where like stuff is confusing now. You know how your parents didn't know how to work the computer?
Yeah.
And stuff, like I feel like that. Because a little kid working an iPad is fascinating to me.
Right, they're professionals. You
know? They're pros. They know how to do all the little extra stuff on the iPad that you didn't know about. They know about that.
But I didn't mean to have my song blow up on TikTok. I just posted on Instagram, and I was like, fuck it, I might as well put it here too. And then it went crazy on there.
It went crazy.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm happy. I'm glad to hear it, because that makes me want to, you know, post a couple of TikToks.
Yeah,
you know?
Just sure like, you just put the same stuff on TikTok as you do on Instagram, and
eventually it's gonna hit.
Yeah.
So, on a perfect day, what's your perfect fit?
I'm like in my Lululemon set. Yeah, I just wanna wear like some shit that's comfortable. I guess like, I don't know.
Okay, let's start with the shoes. What shoes would you wear?
Don't put, oh my God.
I'm putting the pressure on.
No,
the
he turned the camera down on my shoes.
The pressure's on.
Not these, not this, okay? I didn't think the my steppers. Shoes were gonna be in it today.
The steppers.
I would wear some Ricks and some fucking Louis V, blah, blah, blah. Just a bunch of, I want some shit like that.
Okay, what kind of pants?
What kind of, I don't know, like some big pants.
Baggy pants?
Yeah, baggy pants.
I want what's your dream performance? Where would it be?
Damn, I would say at Elsewhere. The big room at Elsewhere.
Elsewhere?
That's light.
Okay.
That's
light.
A lot of people
that's calm.
Play that.
That's calm. I fuck with it. A lot of people say Madison Square Garden or some shit.
Well, you know, I feel thinking, like you gotta...
Nah, okay, now let's stop being
right,
regular.
Like we can get let's there. Go up here. We can get there, but we gotta start here, you know?
Okay, so let's say you're up here. Where are you going?
I guess Madison Square Garden, then.
Shit, no, I don't say what I said.
Okay. I don't know any other, like, venues like that.
Okay. Damn. Barclays?
Barclays.
What do you mean you don't know no venues? Stop playing with me.
I don't know.
We gotta get you. We gotta get you hip.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like,
get you at Urban Plaza, from... Sony.
Oh, Urban Plaza. I just did Urban Plaza.
Oh, where?
Yeah.
Oh, bet. I'm going there today.
Oh, really?
My homie's birthday. Oh. Smoke Dizza.
Oh yeah, I'm supposed to go
too.
Yeah.
Pull
I'm
up. Supposed to. We smoke some gas.
I don't know if I'm gonna go.
Ah.
I don't smoke.
Hater. Tell me your favorite three songs that you've made.
My favorite, probably. It's hard to choose.
It always is.
What will I have? No, that's a song.
Oh, it's hard.
Yeah. That's a SoundCloud song too. It's like an old one. Maybe just Angel. I love that song.
That's on my top three.
Yeah.
Tell me something people don't know about you.
I'm a virgin.
Liar. Deadass?
No, yeah, deadass I am.
Oh, shit, that's some news.
Why are you making that face?
I made the face because I thought you was bullshitting.
Oh, no, I'm deadass.
I thought you was bullshitting. If you're stranded on an island, you could have two things, can't be food, water. What would they be and why?
Yeah, I was thinking about this one. I don't know, earlier. No, yeah. Earlier I said a gun. I'll just shoot myself. I'm not trying to be on an island by myself. I'll lose it. Mm-mm.
10 years from now.
Yeah.
You're how old? I'm saying in 10 years, where do you see yourself?
Realistically, I want to have some property and some houses.
Land.
I see myself, you know, taking care of my mom and my grandma.
When did you drop Angel? When was that?
Like literally 1 year ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a Valentine's Day song.
Well, Angel, you said Angel was a Valentine's Day song.
Yeah.
So speaking of Valentine's Day, it's coming up.
Okay.
What is, in your opinion, the most romantic thing one could do for their partner?
One could do, like just like a-
For their partner.
Like for me personally?
I mean, you could do yourself, yeah, perfect.
The best thing? No, actually, oh my God, that's just fucked up. I want to be on some Cheryl Williams shit. I want to be like, the best thing a man could do on Valentine's Day is provide. 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 Yes, I love that. You guys are all like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. A little massage. some chocolate. It's Valentine's Day. It's not like wedding day.
Like bathhouse vibes?
Yeah.
You know Keith Lee is, right?
Yeah.
Dude who tried the salmon chopped cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't, for me personally, I might try it just because I like fish and okay. like smoked salmon.
I didn't even know about the salmon chopped cheese, but I know Keith Lee.
It's a thing, it's a thing. So he came out here, he had a salmon chopped cheese and everybody freaked out. And it was just like, I know it's not New York, but.
That sounds crazy. You would try
what
that?
Advice? Oh, hell yeah, I'd try it. Yeah. What is your dream collab and why?
Probably like Drake. Does everybody say that?
No.
Drake?
I wouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people. It just depends on why though. Like,
I mean, like, who did a collab with Drake and failed?
I could say the same thing about Ty Dolla $ign.
I don't know about that.
Uh-huh. Ty Dolla $ign never had a bad feature in his life. Prove me wrong.
I don't really listen to Ty Dolla $ign like that.
You got kids on. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so it's like, I would do it Ty Dolla $ign because I know he ain't never gonna give me a bad feature.
Or maybe like Smino.
That's a different one.
That's a good one.
I respect like, that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, dope. Thank you for having me in Steinway. It's not so cold right now no more.
It's really
nice.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
It actually got mad nice in the last like 20 minutes. But thank you for being here. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Hope to see you soon. I need tickets to the next show. I tell everybody this shit. They don't be sending them, so I'm counting on you.
I got you.
I appreciate you.